Welcome to Clinical Mistrials, a podcast about research gone wrong in communities of color, in our communities. And it's told in true crime style, because honestly, what else is it? This is a podcast for people who have a connection to clinical research, who have a story to tell, or for folks who just love a good triumph story of the underdog. We're going to get into the stories that are not frequently covered in the news, but we'll also revisit the hits, if you will, like the stories of Henrietta Lacks and the Tuskegee syphilis experiment. You'll also hear interviews with patient advocates, public health professionals, community health workers, and patients and families just like yours and mine on their experiences with clinical trial diversity, health equity, access to research studies, and we'll be addressing questions from you, our listener. Why? Because there are reasons why our communities are cautious when asked to participate in research. Without first acknowledging and then accepting these reasons as a part of a person's internalized and ancestral experience, we won't be able to move forward. So what's the good news? Well, I think the worst should be behind us, or at least we've learned some things along the way. We've advocated for guidelines that create transparency and ethical conduct of research. And maybe most importantly, we've succeeded in establishing laws and policies that prevent the past from repeating itself. Now, look, I'm no expert, but I've worked in health clinics on the south and west sides of Chicago. I've worked in the health industry, the pharma industry, and I've had loved ones participate in and rely on the safety and efficacy of a clinical trial. So I know firsthand how confusing and alienating this process can be. From that very first step of getting a diagnosis to being handed an informed consent on an experimental procedure for stem cell transplants, to truly understanding the risks and the benefits as a patient, but also as a family. I know the power of a story. I know the power of our story. I believe in science, and I believe that the future of clinical research and the future of science depends on the ethical and intentional inclusion of racial and ethnic minorities. Remember, nothing can be about us without us. I'm your host, Nicole Fisher. Join me every other Thursday for new installments of Clinical Mistrials.